Welcome here to the USF Dons College Baseball 2019, the season premiere of USF Dons Baseball Weekend Review and Preview. Fortunately, this is a preview of the 2019 season as the University of San Francisco Dons will take on the San Diego State Toreros from the Mountain West Conference. The Dons, of course, last year finishing the season 28-30. They end up, knocked out early in the WCC tournament up at Bear Island Park in Stockton. Meanwhile, the San Diego State San Diego State Aztecs end up going last year, finishing up of a great season. They were the champions of the Mountain West Conference, winning 39 games, 39-15 overall, 22-6 in conference. They end up winning the Mountain West Conference tournament and going to the NCAA regionals for the third time in 4 years under Coach Mark Martinez, taking over after when the late legend Tony Gwynn, of course, a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and Mr. Padre himself, Tony Gwynn, who passed away due to his long battle of cancer back nearly 5 years ago. But Coach, happy New Year. This is, of course, going to be our 21st season together. So, Coach, how you feel about your team?
Pretty good. Players have worked hard. Preparation has been very diligent. I think we've made some additions and some adjustments to last year's team, and I think we're going to be better for it.
Returning players, you're going to have preseason WCC All-Americans Riley Helen, catcher, first base, and then senior Riley Ornito. And also you have Landon Barossa, and then you have Neshek, the new righty, going to be in that Saturday, penciled in as the Saturday starter.
Yeah, Neshek didn't pitch this weekend, and he got some flexor tendon issue in his right forearm, so we're going to hold him out this week at San Diego State, and Grant Hill is going to take over that Saturday starting job. But Ornito, he's been as good as anybody on Fridays, and we feel like he gives us a chance every Friday to be successful. And then Landon Barossa on Sundays, he's going to give us a chance to be successful on Sundays. And Grant Young, who's really improved and should pose a lot of problems for opposing hitters with the breaking ball that he's able to throw and the fastball and the changeup, and he commands it. He's very gritty. So we're excited for those three guys. And then we're really excited for the back end of the bullpen with, Alex Pham, Joey Steele, Julian Washburn. We feel like those guys are going to do a great job for us. And then, from the left-handed side, we got Scotty Parker back who can give us really quality innings late in the game. Casey Koppelman and Ryan Heckert, the two freshmen that could give us good innings. So right now we're looking at three left-handed relievers in the pen and three right-handed guys that could really do it. And, there's a mix of other guys in there that are going to see time and be able to get innings, but we're pretty excited about it.
Oh, yeah. And then plus you got the offense. Riley is going to be being a catcher, going to catch and play some first base, platooning. And then also, he had a great year last year, of course, batting .329, second on the team, two home runs, tied for fourth, 19 doubles, and 34 RBIs, third in the team rankings. And your thoughts about the offense?
Obviously, it all revolves around those two guys, really, Riley Helen and Jonathan Allen. Riley, 19 doubles, has been really consistent for us. He's a quality hitter. He's going to hit for a little more power this year than he has in the past. He's really gotten stronger. And then, John Allen, who had a wonderful first half last year and he got hurt with a foot injury. Hopefully he continues where he started off last year. Led us in doubles and RBIs last year and obviously home runs. He was close there with Michael Perry, so we're excited about him. And then, we got a couple other guys that we really feel comfortable with. Jacob Westland, transfer from the University of New Mexico. He'll slot in there almost every day. Jake Munoz, junior college transfer from College of Marin. Tyler Villaroman, our starting center fielder, who's this will be a great year for him. He's healthy. He's ready to go. And then, you know, the sophomore Jack Winkler, who played every day at third base last year and will play shortstop this year. And then, you know, we got a couple freshman guys that are going to need to get their feet wet, and Kyle now at second base and Brendan Grime there at third. And then we have a little bit of depth outside of that with Thomas McCarthy catching, Chase Hopkinson catching, you know, Rob Emery, who's done a wonderful job this early winter and may step in and be able to really help us with the bat.
Yeah, and then tell us more about the San Diego State Aztecs. This is the first time in a while you guys head back down there. I think first time in 6 years, if I'm not mistaken. Tell us more about the opponent, the Aztecs.
Well, I don't know a lot about them. I know they won a lot of games last year. And I know they lost a good amount of their offense, but I'm sure they're going to be a really good opponent for us to open the season with. They played in a regional against the national champions last year, and, you know, they return a closer that only gave up one earned run and 24 innings pitched last year. He had a 0.28 ERA, so I'm sure he's going to be tough to face. And then, obviously, they return three or four starting pitchers from last year's group, which won 38 games, so I'm sure they're going to really pitch well. I think offensively they're not as explosive as they were last year, but that's just on paper. I'm sure they got a lot of really good players that are going to step into some of those positions and really help. You know, they had seven guys with over 30 RBIs last year, so they drove in a lot of runs in a very offensive ballpark and a very offensive conference.
And what's your thoughts, finally, of the hopes of this season of this team? Last year, you guys got a taste of the postseason, and it didn't quite go well than we thought. And then, what your final outlook for this season?
Well, you know, obviously, we want to try to play to the best of our ability, and this team, you know, I want to see them believe in themselves and believe in what they do, and then hopefully, you know, we had a pretty good year last year in all things. I know you being the prognosticator media guy, you would say it didn't work out as well as we thought. We lost 1-0 to Loyola Marymount to end the season. I think that's a pretty good game. We led in the conference. We were in first place in the conference 7 out of 9 weeks. That's a pretty good season, and I know wins and losses for a guy like you is probably more important than anything else. But I guess if you add up the wins and losses, not as great a year as what you wanted. But I thought it was a good season for our guys. And
I
think when you look at...
paraphrasing the postseason part, though, not the regular season.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's only one winner in postseason. Oregon State won the national championship. Everybody else lost their last game. It's tough, you know, and I think when you look at San Diego State, they played three more games than us last year, and they had a wonderful season. So it's really hard for when you look at it that way, but, you know, I think what do I want from this team? I want this team to excel and be the best they could be, and hopefully that's playing the conference tournament. Hopefully that's playing the NCAA tournament. Hopefully that's be well enough to be respected by everybody that speaks about them. So they believe in themselves. I believe in them. I think it's going to be a good year.
Okay, Coach, I know you guys are going to get ready to take off, get on the bus and head down to the airport a little more than an hour. And I wish you guys good luck. Let's go out there and win this series and start off 2019 and our 21st season together on a great note.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
All right. I'll talk to you next week. Go get him. Okay, that is Coach Neil Giratano. The USF Dons will be in action this weekend for the first of a 3-game weekend series down at Tony Gwynn Stadium to take on the beginning of the title defense for the Mountain West Conference Tournament Champion San Diego Toreros down at Tony Gwynn Stadium in San Diego. Game 1 and 2 will be Friday and Saturday nights at 6 p.m. The third and final game of the 3-game set will be Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. The game could be seen online on usfdons.com. The game will be streaming live from our good friends at, it will be at goaztecs.com/watch. That's www.goaztecs.com/watch. And a reminder coming up next week, the USF Dons will start the 2019 home opener. That will be 1 week from tomorrow. They will open up a three-game weekend series on the Hilltop. Next weekend will be their home opener on the Hilltop. It will be against Cal State Bakersfield from the Western Athletic Conference. Opening day is next Friday. It will be a 2 p.m. start on Friday, next Friday at 2. Saturday and Sunday will be at 1 p.m. up on the Hilltop. And then on Saturday, February 23rd, will be opening weekend T-shirt giveaway. That's going to be the first promotion of the year. T-shirt giveaway for the first 300 fans. You will get a USF Dons baseball T-shirt. And then on Sunday, after the game, immediately following the game, they will have the kids can run around the bases immediately following Sunday's game in the series finale against Cal State Bakersfield next Sunday. That will be at 1 p.m. To get your tickets for USF Dons baseball or athletics and so much more, go to usfdons.com/tickets or call the USF Dons box office at 415-422-2USF. That's 415-422-2USF. For the latest news and scores and so much more on Dons Athletics, including USF Men's Baseball, go to usfdons.com. That's usfdons.com. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis. This has been your USF Dons preview, baseball week in review preview, the first season premiere of USF Dons week in review and preview. I'm Brian Professor B. Davis for Dons TV Podcast. Dons TV Podcast in association with the Arena Sportsnet Bay Area. Go Dons!